I want to go back to your question about why it happens over and over again. And I think, again, looking back at history, there's some good lessons we can draw. The very first, as I mentioned earlier, the credit collapse that history records in detail is the Athenian credit collapse of 594 BC that Aristotle talks about other people. What happened there, I think, is very instructive for us, and that is, imagine hypothetically an economy with 100 drachmas, and the nobles have them all. That's why they're the nobles. And they lend them to the peasants at 10% interest. A year later, the peasants owe the nobles 110 drachmas. Right. Where did the 10 come from to pay the interest? But before the coin arrived in Athens, it would be grain loans. So you lend people actually things that produce of themselves. So I give you seeds, and then you plant them, and you get more back. And so interest wasn't a problem. But you can't pay interest with coins. And this is why Aristotle said that usury, to the taking of interest on money, was contrary to nature because the coins could not themselves reproduce, self-reproduce. Now, if you talk about usury in the Prohibition, that you're considered an economic primitive, and this is a long way in the Middle Ages, right? But I have not yet seen the simple arithmetic of how the peasants can pay back the 110 when there are only 100 in the economy. The modern answer to this problem, remember, is to print up the extra 10. That's what the Fed does. If the people owe the banks more than they have, they print the money up and give it to the banks, which makes no sense.